you may be surprised to learn that Aboriginal perspectives on race have gone largely undocumented in research. The first ever survey of Indigenous views were taken recently by researchers at the University of Tasmania and the Larrakia Aboriginal Corporation in Darwin. They found the respondents keenly felt the pain of everyday racism. This comes after the Fremantle Council in Western Australia announced it will be ending Australia Day celebrations out of respect to Indigenous elders. Jacqueline Shivey and Andrew Payne have this story.
Fremantle's Mayor Brad Pettit has announced his city won't be celebrating Australia Day in 2017, with the local council deciding to cancel its fireworks display out of respect for Indigenous Australians. In an interview, Pettit explained the decision.
There are a few reasons. It's fair to say the primary driver that got us thinking down this direction was some conversations that we had with Aboriginal elders in and around Fremantle who raised with us that for them, Australia Day wasn't a day of celebration. It actually was a day of sadness and the sense for them of it, a bit of a start of what they saw as a story of dispossession. So that kind of got us really thinking about it, and we had ongoing meetings with both our Aboriginal elders and also other members of the local community. We thought it was an opportunity to rethink what happened on Australia Day in Frio and the kind of events that we did that day, and that was ended up with the vote last night, which saw the council overwhelmingly vote in favour of not doing fireworks next year but doing other events instead. Fremantle has an extraordinary history in terms of its Aboriginal history. Whilst it's been Western Australia's major port for almost 200 years, it was actually a major trading station for the Noongar people in this part of the country for tens of thousands of years before that. And so it's got a long history and a really important history in terms of the long Aboriginal relationship with this country, and we think that's a really important part of the story that needs to be told. But it's not just about that. It's actually about acknowledging the long, diverse history of this place, and that we're all in it together, and realising that the 26th of January, the day that New South Wales might have been first settled by white people, was probably not the best day for us in Western Australia to be having our sense of what it means to be Australian.
This comes one day after a groundbreaking study has been released exploring Aboriginal perspectives on race and race relations in Australia. The three-year project interviewed a cross-section of Darwin's Aboriginal population on their perspectives of white Australians. One of the study's researchers, Associate Professor Daphne Habibis from the University of Tasmania, explains.
I think it's really surprising to find out that we actually know very little indeed. There have been almost no studies actually asking people what they think about white people or how they experience living in white society. There is a sense in which Aboriginal people were here before white people, and yet nobody has really asked them what they think about living in a society in which they are now a minority. The reason why we haven't heard that, one is that all the stories that we do hear are from a white perspective, so they're told by white people about Aboriginal people, and they overwhelmingly problematise accounts of Aboriginal people. The second reason is that from the research perspective, where we've done surveys, the numbers are usually too small. This study is groundbreaking in its focus exclusively on Aboriginal people.
Survey respondents describe Darwin as a pot of different ethnic groups, but one that isn't melting. The Larrakia people, descendants of the traditional owners of the Greater Darwin area, felt their right to stay in the city's future was not adequately recognised, with some respondents describing feeling judged for not buying into the consumer culture because they put family ahead of work or saving money.
So our findings show a very high level of everyday racism. So we didn't set out to actually examine racism. But I don't think anybody would really be surprised, especially with recent understandings and publicity, for example, around Adam Goods would be, one indication of experiences of racism. But I think what they might be surprised at is the extent to which everyday racism occurs. For Aboriginal people, the relationship is overwhelmingly one of disregard and disrespect. So both in the qualitative accounts where we were doing interviews and asking Aboriginal people how they saw the relationship, although they didn't want to be very critical because they didn't, they clearly held back a little bit on their experiences. Now, when the survey was done on the basis of the interview, the findings came across incredibly strongly, where almost universally 94% of respondents are saying that they daily experience a disregard and stereotyping. So I think the extent of it is what is surprising.
So is Fremantle's decision to discontinue its Australia Day fireworks a step in the right direction?
Aboriginal people are a bit sick of being consulted and talked to or talked with. They really want action, and they really want to have control over changing the way white culture engages with Aboriginal culture. We had 82% of people who agreed it would help a lot to have more Aboriginal people in positions of power. Nearly 80% want more good news stories, so they want to change the stereotyping. And they also want to actually take control by having some seats set aside in Parliament for Aboriginal people.
Associate Professor at the University of Tasmania, Daphne Habibis, ending that report by Jacqueline Shivey and Andrew Payne.